Hello and welcome to the round table. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba this weekend. Today we are going to be looking at the Political Party Council has issued two important directives ahead of the general election in December this year. And the first sets June 30th, 2026 as the deadline for political parties intending to participate in the election to complete their registration. And the second requires all registered political parties to submit their audited books of accounts for the year 2025-2026 within the first week of July. And we are asking today, are South Sudan's political parties prepared to meet these requirements and participate effectively in the December 22nd, 2026 upcoming election? That's what we are asking today. And like always, our lines will be open to you later on, where you can call on 0912067879 or 0912067929. You can also send us your comment to our SMS number 0912177141. Also, you can call us again on 0912068101. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us here and discuss and join this important discussion with my panelists here. I am already joined here in the studio by Honorable Engineer James Akol Zakayo, who is the chairperson of the Political Parties Council. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
Thank you for hosting us in this incredible registration.
Okay, and also I am joined by Honorable Ball Joseph Agao, who is the Secretary General of the National Democratic Movement and also a Member of Parliament here in Juba, Chairperson of the CDF, Constituency Development Fund. You are most welcome, Honorable Ball.
Thank you very much, Sunday Martin. I'm really pleased to be hosted by you today. Thank you.
Okay, before we hear from the host, Honorable Ball, when you saw these directives from the chairperson signed by himself directing all political parties who intend to participate in this year's general election to register by 30th of this month, what was your reaction? Is your party ready to meet the deadline?
Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning, South Sudanese. When this deadline was announced, NDM party, chaired by Dr. Lama Kola Jawin, was so happy that we are on the way to finalize our registration, and possibly we will register before the 30th deadline announced by the Political Parties Council, chaired by Honorable James Akol Zakayo. And the people of South Sudan also will hear from our time of registration, because South Sudan people know very well the National Democratic Movement Party under Dr. Lama Kola Jawin has consistently and constantly been supporting taking the country for elections, because we did not want even the first extension of the RRSs. We wanted the elections immediately after the end of the transitional period. Whatever is happening, all these transitional extensions have always created too much suffering of the people of South Sudan, because the people of South Sudan have been waiting for more than 15 years to elect their leaders.
So you welcome, as NDM, you welcome this deadline?
We welcome this deadline because we are on the process also to finalize our registration.
Will you be meeting the deadline?
We will meet the deadline.
Okay. And yes, chairperson of our Political Party Council, which we will be referring to in most of the discussion today as PPC, to save time, you are the chairperson of PPC. Why did you set 30th of June as the final deadline for political party registration?
Thank you, Sonny Martin. First, let me start by saying good morning to the nation. And one is honored to be here today, to be hosted here in your studio. The reason why we announced this, it is the requirement by law. Legally, we are empowered to regulate the political parties. The council is, as I said, is legally empowered by Section 4, Section 6, Section 7, and Section 8, Subsection 6 and 7 of the Political Parties Act 2012 as amended 2022, alongside Chapter 4 of the Political Parties Council's Regulation 15 as amended 2024. These provisions give the council authority to regulate, verify and enforce cut-off dates specifically for election participation eligibility, while keeping routine administrative registration open continuously.
That's so, yes, and when this order came out, I have seen online a lot of debates on many forums that these 30 days is insufficient for new political parties to fulfill all the registration requirements. How do you respond to these queries coming from these unregistered political parties who have the interest to participate in the upcoming election?
In a nutshell, these 30 days did not originate from a blue sky. It came out of the law, and it is to place in the Political Parties Act. And we expect the public or the political parties who are aspiring to be registered to read the law. We are just notifying them that the cutoff date is almost near. Mm-hmm. But the law says when the election is left with 180 days, the party that aspired to participate in the election should be registered. So we are telling them that the cutoff date is almost near. Please speed up and get fixed for the election, for the ballot. And you have seen now the reaction from the NDM.
Mm-hmm.
NDM had already applied a long time ago. And there are some few items that did not allow them to be registered. And once they fulfill them, they will be registered.
Okay.
And to be honest, the reason for the administrative purposes and, you know, ballot printing, finalizing the exact names and symbols of qualified parties is one of the reasons. And also financial audit, allowing the council to review and publish the mandatory 2025-2026 financial accounts to you in early July. So, and coupled with the logistics management, facilitating smooth planning before the December polls. So those are the reasons why we announced what we have announced.
Okay, just for our listeners, what are the requirements for me if I want to register a political party today? What are the requirements that is needed by the political party council for one to qualify to have his or her own political party fully and legally registered and ready to participate in the December election?
This thing is stipulating the laws and the regulations, but
that's in summary.
I can give you a checklist of, like, you know, there are forms you need to complete official registration forms, and you need to also provide certified copies of the party constitutional rules. You also need to provide list of founding members and nationwide membership signatures, names and addresses of national administrative areas and state offices barriers, and you also need to pay a prescribed registration fees.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to you. Yes, Honorable Ball, have you fulfilled all the requirements? And like I said, do you believe that the timeline set by the council are fair and achievable for other political parties? I know you don't speak for them, but you share a lot in common with them.
Yeah, thank you very much for correcting that, that I don't speak for the other political parties. Speaking for NDM, the National Democratic Movement, NDM Party, I would like to clearly state that the checklist, we actually did our part since 2023, again in 2024. The only missing part is with NTC for the military arrangement, so that all the armed forces related to NDM
is
forces
are... Is your party having a military wing?
Of course. Mm-hmm. NDM has NDM forces. Yeah. And when we signed the agreement in 2018, the security arrangement is the slowest part of the agreement that we are implementing, mm-hmm. very slowly, whatever the case. But this is the only bottleneck that we are clearing up with the NTC, and the checklist that we got from the PPC, the Political Parties Council, we have done 99% of it. So when we are done with the security part of NDM forces, where the unification is completed, you will find out that NDM will be the first to register among all the political parties that are signatory to the agreement but did not register with PPC.
Okay, but also, like I said, just given the common scenario all political parties, the unregistered one, are facing in this country, do you believe that the timeline is enough for other political parties to meet the deadline, such as of this month? Is it achievable?
Actually, I remember the PPC did not announce this out of blue, as said earlier by the chairperson of PPC. This has always been there, that you have to register with the PPC if you would like to participate in elections. And that the timeline is not the 30 days. It has been there since. So I see the timeline being given by the PPC this time for any serious political party. This timeline is not bad, because we still have 3 weeks to go, and 3 weeks are enough to mobilize the resources, find the checklist, the requirements for registration are very clear, and they are only hard for the parties that have armed wings. Mm-hmm. But the other political parties, the political parties that were formed in Juba here, that are purely civilian-based, non-military, non-armed groups, this is an easy thing to go for, and it is about mobilizing your people and having your documents put together and move to the PPC and get registered, like how it is done in the neighboring countries and in South Sudan.
What about soliciting signatures from the state? Is it that easy?
This is where the logistics is involved, and considering the economic situation the country is in, where parties are always getting money from the members' subscription fees, and you know the members of the parties where the country, mm-hmm. even those working for the government, could not be paid for a very long time, and seeing the businesses that the members might be involved in, are the real challenge is about how to mobilize the members from the 10 states plus 3 administrative areas so that you could collect signatures. So this is where the time would not...
So but do you see that as a challenge for other political parties?
It is a true challenge, only that if they can use their electronic...
We are in a
global world where the internet could be used. I think this is what could fasten it, as long as the PPC also would accept using the modern technology,
I think we have addressed that issue.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. We have addressed that issue. We have acquired advanced registration system.
Wonderful.
And this system gathers the biometric.
You know, okay.
The fingerprint and the eye print. So from Monday next week, we will be starting training of the members of registered political parties so that we do this inclusively. Wonderful. So we will not be running this system ourselves alone. We will be doing it in conjunction with the parties that are registered.
So explain more. Just explain more to our listeners, because what have you modified to cut the cost of a chairman or any member, the SD, moving to the state and collecting signatures? And first of all, by law, how many signatures are supposed to come from each state per political party?
We need to have 500 registered members.
All over the country?
Not all over the country. Mm-hmm. It is two-thirds of the tiny states and three administrative areas.
Two-thirds?
That means either it's nine states out of the 10 and three.
Okay.
And what we are going to do is we will go on the ground with our system. We will capture the, you know, like he said, he has people in the state, right?
Yeah.
We will go to where his people are, and we will capture the data. But if the party failed to provide the list, failed to provide people where they are, we will exit them from the system. So this is very critical, and we are going to be very serious, and it's very inclusive and very transparent, and it's very credible. We will do it together with the parties. So nobody will blame us that we have not done it right, because we will do it with them, and we will gather all this with them together. We will do that together.
So can that be done within these 3 weeks? Because today is 6. Satyas is not, just 24 days from now.
We can run this 21 days in the entire country. Mm-hmm. We have acquired 150 devices, of which each state has 10. And if each state has 10 and 10 for the administrative areas, that means it's 130. We will have two as a backup. In an event, if anything happens in one of the states, we can easily replace. So we have the devices, and we can run this. We can run this within the 10 days. You know, the most important thing is the data security. You know, this data will be captured at the state level, and immediately the moment the member's data is captured, it will be reflected in our headquarters here
in Juba.
Yes. So we will. It is a real time. We will be seeing the registration happening real
so
time.
So if you capture my data in a will, so it reflects here in your headquarters
instantly,
in real time?
Instantly. It reflects it here instantly, and it is stored on three layers. It is stored in the cloud, and it's stored at our data center, at our servers here. And we are planning also to extend to NCA. We want to put one server to NCA so that we have three layers of data security. Now we have two layers of data security at the moment, but our plan is to have three layers of data security, whereby we will have data with NCA and data with the PPC headquarters here and the data in the cloud.
Okay, so this machine you have acquired is to help political parties to cut, one, the expenses of people moving from place to place, and two, to fast-track the process.
Yeah, it's not only that, it's providing data security to all the parties that are registered, because we will have all the data. If for an event that they lose all whatever they have, they can still come to us and get all the data they want.
Okay.
Not only that, it will stop people who are moving, keep switching from one party to another party. So if you have exited from one party to another party without clearance, the system will not allow you.
Okay.
So you need to be cleared by the party that you're moving out from. And then now, with that clearance, we can be able to change your data to the next party. So we cannot change your data without clearance from the party. So it will stop bias in the system.
So you need a recommendation. If I'm quitting a political party, I must have a clear recommendation allowing me that, okay, I am now free to go and join party B.
A clear clearance, that you are cleared from the party. The party doesn't need from you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, but you have something honorable. Does it make your work easier now?
I like the last part where you have to be cleared from. because the SOA Alliance has experienced
a lot
such splinters where you find some two, three people who have been promised some position somewhere just quitting the party and announcing that they have hosted their chairpersons from the party, the genuine party, and then they create manufactured party to implement the agreement with those who are implementing the agreements with non-signatories to the agreement. You know, this technology is really welcomed by NDM as a party, because NDM, with the, its majority, we are the opposition party that have presence in each and every state and three administrative areas. If this technology is allowed and accepted by the PPC, as just said by the chairperson, this is something to celebrate as NDM, because it actually it eases our work, and it actually provides the cost that we wanted to reduce, because moving around the 10 states when you can do it on your desk is something to celebrate and welcome as political parties who are actually serious to welcome the new, the modern technology, and also be in touch with their membership just by a click on the computer.
Okay. Yes, Chairperson, in this process, who pays for the cost? Do you charge each political party for entering the data of their supporters, or it's done free of charge?
No, no, we don't charge anyone anything. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go back to the issue of the registration of the political parties. First of all, so far, how many political parties have completed their registration and are set and only waiting to submit the financial audit of 2025-26 to your office? How many?
So far, we have the number had increased from 14 to 33 currently registered political parties in the country.
Okay.
And the other funniest part of it is, you know, people all know that the fees that is being paid is paid in SSP at an applicable rate. That's the rate of central bank. And it is paid to the account, the PPC's account. And as you all know, that currently there is an issue of cash liquidity in the market, and people tend to use the existing opportunity to clear whatever they were unable to pay. You know, nowadays, to pay a cash transfer from the account to another account is easy, but you will not get that money, right?
Yeah.
So some parties have made use of this opportunity to be able to pay their fees, because they have got money that is hanging around which they cannot benefit from. And they use that money now to transfer to the PPC's account for payment of the required prescribed fees. Mm-hmm. And that made it very easy for the parties that had issues of the fees to get it done. And they have registered. That's why the number had increased.
Tell us, there has been a lot of debate about the fee being charged for a person to register his or her own political party. How much is the fee, maybe in SSP or equivalence in US dollars? And do I need to pay at once, or the payments are done at a different level or stages of the party registration?
This issue of the fee has taken long, that we have been elaborating more and explaining and keep explaining. This fee is not paid at once. It is the result of so many activities that culminate into either 50 or 25. And those activities, the submission of each and individual item, sums up to that. Like, let's say, for instance, the NDM. NDM will not pay $75,000. Will not, because it's $75,000, you know, it's starting from the beginning up to the end. But what happens is there are items that you like name search. The NDM will not again go through the name search, because the name had already been approved by the PPC long time ago, before these fees were approved by the council. So if you look at the second schedule, the application for provisional registration, there's a name and symbol search, which is the roughly name and symbol search, which is 20,000. And you will be asked to pay it in SSP at the applicable USD rate on the date of payment, which is the central bank rate, the official rate.
Mm-hmm.
So now, since the NDM is already there, that's name, mm-hmm. there will be no name search, there will be no all this process. So they will skip this. and you receive perusal of information to accompany application for provisional registration, which is 15,000. They will not go through this. They had already passed all these stages. Verification of application, which is 3,000, they had already passed. And provisional enrollment, they had already passed. So there are a few items that we have asked them to provide so that they are registered. And they will not pay for the provisional registration, which is 10,000. They will directly pay for the full registration. You see? So when they are paying for the full registration, that means it's 10,000. Could be maybe in the application for full registration, there are other items that I'm not sure of whether they have already accomplished them or not. But they will be charged based on activities that are asked for them to do. So we don't just charge blanketly that you must pay this. No, the payment is based on the activities. And I kept answering this, that why parties are complaining about fees, why they want fees to be reduced, why they don't solve their problems, the reason why they don't have that money.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of us reducing the fees, why don't they solve the problem that they don't have money? Let them sort that problem out, because it is their problem.
Is there any comparative studies that has been carried out to know, to compare the fee you are charging to fees in other regions? How is our fee here? Is it the highest in the region or is moderate?
Yes. We have not been instructed by the Constitution, mm-hmm, that when formulating policies, we must refer them to the region.
Yeah.
No, there is no law that guides us on that. But the whole thing is, we as a South Sudanese, we have different norms and different cultures and different approach to life. If you see, now, everyone wants to register a political party in South Sudan. Unlike Kenya and Uganda, not everyone wants to register a political party. People want to be farmers, people want to be engineers, people want to be entrepreneurs, people want to be businessmen. Mm-hmm. But here, everyone wants to be a politician. You understand? So the situation is different. You customize laws based on the cultures and the norms of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And also we look at the demographic, we have infrastructure issues, access to aids. Like you have just asked me now, that are you going to charge them for the data that we are going to capture? No.
Mm-hmm.
We will capture data in a very remote area. Like let's say NDM will say we have people in Fashala. So we will have to go to Fashala. We will not ask them to pay for us to go to Fashala. Somebody will say we have people in maybe Bor Medina or Raja. We will go. Some will say we have the most remote. We will go. You know? And to access those ones, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
There are areas where people walk on foot 3 days. There are areas people have to use border. You know?
So there are areas you have to use helicopters or planes.
Exactly. So the cost varies on our activities. And the situation encourages us to strategize and plan our activities based on the needs of the current situation in the country.
Yes, engineer, what is your response to these people who say that the $75,000 which is paid at different stages is only meant to exclude small political parties from participating in a democratic process, which is their own right as per the law? What is your take on that?
Okay. You know, democratic rights does not mean that you'll be deprived of your ethics. Mm-hmm. You know, we encourage these small parties that are failing to address the issues, their financial issues, to merge with other bigger registered political parties. Because you can't dream beyond your activities, beyond your limit. So mm-hmm. if you can't afford to pay a fee and you want to be at the stage of discussing things of the nation, I don't think we need to have a system that encourages our disadvantaged brothers.
Okay. Yes, Honorable, let's find out from you on the question of these smaller parties also, like you have just mentioned. Many people are saying that the money is too high. It should be reduced.
Yeah, thank you once again. On the registration fees, it's good that the chairperson of PPC already stated clearly that NDM has already passed some stages, because We have been following up this since 2023, and we have been checking on the checklist, what we could do within that period until where we are now, almost finalizing, as I said earlier. The other small political parties, as mentioned by the chairperson, you know, politics does not restrict you to take it alone if you think you want to appear in power. This is where alliances could be formed. This is where political parties coalition could be formed, so that resources are pulled from different political parties to enrich the alliance or the coalition, so that you could achieve the registration and then the democratic competition with the established other political parties. And also it creates more unity when you find different political parties with like-minded ideologies and objectives and vision and goals to achieve for the country are coming together. You find that unity because the diversity of the country would always be shown in that coalition. So I actually buy his idea that if NDM were unable to register as an individual political party, we would look for alliance, just like saying SOA. Can we register as an entity?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and which is a possibility also. After registering as even an individual political party, we have the door is open. We can register SOA as an alliance under the PPC, and we go for elections under South Sudan Opposition Alliance with the political parties that have agreed to work together on that. So it's like the small political parties have open door to look for who to ally with, and that alliance and that coalition could be helpful for those who could not raise the 75,000,
mm-hmm.
which is paid in stages. Like, we have done our part as
NDM. How much, just without mentioning the figure, have you completed paying 80% of the 75,000?
More than 80%. And that's what the PPC was saying, that mm-hmm. we have reached some stages.
Let me correct that. They have not paid us more than 80%.
Mm-hmm.
But activities they have done,
it amounts to that amount.
But
okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they have paid us that amount. No, mm-hmm. no.
Let's speak from there. In case very few or a significant number of political parties fail to meet all the required documents or the process by the end of this month, are you, as the chairperson of PPC, considering maybe extending the deadline?
No. We cannot amend the laws. The laws are amended in the parliament,
mm-hmm.
and the Political Parties Act, as amended 2022, was a result of the revitalized peace agreement
mm-hmm.
that triggered an amendment of 2012 Act. And let us be honest, this is the first election. Should it be there, this is the first election. And if you are not ready to participate in the election, in the ballot, you can be a part of the team that wins the election, or you can be part of the coalition after the election
mm-hmm.
and be part of the government to be formed in February. You understand? Or else, you'll be part of the next election. That's when it's possible. You know, the R-axis, and quote me maybe if I'm wrong, there is no provision in the R-axis that says if X and Y is not ready for election shouldn't go ahead. No. Election will proceed as long as the time goes, because the this election is being governed by the law. And I'm not talking on behalf of the Election Commission. I'm talking about activities that we have that are related to the election.
Mm-hmm.
So our activities that are related to the election, we will continue doing them as long as the election date is not changed. We all know that election is due in December 2022. Okay? Should there be any changes, then after that, this is where now we also adapt to the new changes. But now, as long as there is no any changes that are to emerge, we'll continue to do our activities, assuming that election is there in December. Whether there is election or no election, it will not bar us from doing our activities legally.
And critics are arguing that the registration requirements may disadvantage the new political party, like I said before, or this smaller one, who are also intending. Like also he said, one of the conditions is you can't register as long as you have a military wing. So, and all this is going to be done within this short period. You may be cutting out a lot of political parties who may be willing to participate, and yet the requirements of the Chapter 2 is not moving forward.
What
like the SPLM-IO, they have a military wing, even the NDM, you have a military wing. If the process is not complete by 30th for integrating these forces, you may miss out.
I don't know what are their problems. Mm. I may know what are their problems, but I don't know officially their problems because it has not been communicated to me.
Yeah.
But as I know, we are doing our duty, regardless of whoever has done what or whoever has not done what. I know that some people may be disadvantaged by the law, because if you tend to be ignorant, then you pay for it. And I keep repeating myself that if one or two stakeholders or to the peace agreement is not ready, we'll not stop the election and will not stop us from doing our duties. You know, they can be a part, they are South Sudanese. If they are not ready for this election, then they should get prepared for the next election. Or else they should also form a coalition after the election and be part of the government after the election.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that the country can be held hostage because of two minorities or few individuals who are unable to meet the requirements. Then we have to change all laws that exist in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It will not work that way.
Yes, Honorable Ball, you said you are working against the time to ensure that your party is registered before. But you also mentioned, you admitted that you have an armed wing. So does it worry you that if this forces are not taken away from your party or separated, it might hinder your completion of the registration process?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. You know, the security arrangement, I said earlier, that is the slowest part of the agreement that has been implemented with a lot of challenges, and those challenges have not been resolved yet. However, the NDM forces, in collaboration with the NTC, we are actually finalizing on this also, just like with the PPC. This is the only item left on the checklist for PPC to register NDM. And possibly it might be completed within 2 weeks, because NDM and SOA, and other SOA political parties that have armed wings, have always done their part with the NTC to expedite the reintegration, the unification of those who were trained. We graduated in 2023, in August 2023, the armed the phase one of our armed wings, and we found out the slow implementation on the other side, on the security, is not on the PPC. It is actually related to the security sector, and this is where we are looking forward to expedite, so that this little part of getting the checklist done, so that NDM is registered, is expedited, and I am hopeful it will be done within 2 weeks, because we are in communication.
Mm.
Our military wing is in communication with the security, so that all NDM forces are reintegrated, and we play politics as political party without any military wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, Chairman, very important clarification I would like you to make during our discussion today. There is a deadline for parties that want to participate in the upcoming election. And also, if I don't want to participate in this election as a political party, do I still have the chance of carrying on with my normal registration beyond the 30th of June?
Yes, administratively, the registration is a continuous process.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to notify those who aspire to, or those who intend to participate in the upcoming election. But registration has ever been a continuous process.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are not participating in the election, you will still continue to register. Even if you want to participate in the election, you will continue to register as long as you meet the deadline for those who intend to participate in the election. Because the law says for a party to participate in the election must be registered 180 days prior to the election.
Mm-hmm.
That means 6 months before the election. So if your registration requirements or registration process exceeded that deadline, let's say, for instance, you started now but you were unable to finish your registration by 30th June, you will continue registration and finish your registration, but you will not be part of the ballot. You will not be part of the election. So you will be part of maybe the coalition if you intend to be part of the coalition, or else you will be part of the next election.
Mm-hmm. And can one register online without necessarily coming to Juba to cut cost?
No.
If I have all my requirements, and like you said, we are in a modern world where things are done digitally. Can I register online and pay even the amount you want online?
No, no. What I meant by digitally capturing the data,
mm-hmm,
of the list that you've provided.
No, this is also a different thing. What I'm saying is that I live in Malakal,
mm-hmm,
and then I can meet the requirements. But to come from Malakal to Juba, we want to cut cost, mm-hmm, in order to pay those requirements. But we have access to internet. Can I do the process of registration with your office online without coming to Juba and just send the hard copies later on by plane or whatever?
You can provide everything, provided that all the documents you send us are authentic.
Yes.
They are authentic. And the documents must be verified. We must also verify where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if we also need to do verification to see your offices, to see whether you cannot make a small tool and you call it office for the
okay.
So we need to also verify whether this meets the requirement for the party to be called a political party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The audit, the financial report audit of 2025-2026 for those parties that have already registered, how is it very important for this process of the election in December this year?
Administratively, it is part of our activities as the council to regulate the parties, and we need to also see the financial performance of the parties. Not only us, they will within 90 days, they also need to submit their audit books of accounts to the audit general. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we will also get the other copies from the audit general of the government. So this requirement is to see that the parties are within the acceptable standard norms of how financial practices, best practices are maintained.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Honorable Ball, these are processes leading to election in December this year. Do you believe that the current political environment is conducive for a free and fair election?
Yeah, this is a very good question, and a question that has been in the minds of people of South Sudan, mm-hmm, and they always think of asking this question to the political parties and especially the government and the Electoral Commission. You know, we were talking about Political Parties Council and the registration. You know, registration is a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
And the elections, which is under the Electoral Commission, is totally a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
We are rushing to get registered. Whether there would be elections or not is a different thing altogether.
Yes.
And NDM as a party, we would like to regularize, to legalize, to be known that this is a political party that could compete with any political party in a democratic elections. The fact that the elections have challenges is not something to underestimate, because we know this. South Sudan has never been stable, and the stability of South Sudan is something that everybody is working towards to achieve. the insecurity in Upper Nile region, the insecurity in Bahr al-Ghazal region, the insecurity in Equatorial region, and say the country at large, you find out that it is impossible to take ballot boxes to Akobo, to Nasser, to as far as Tonj East, and as far as Western Equatoria, even Eastern Equatoria. And this alone is a challenge that each and every political party would like to be addressed within this period, so that even going for campaigns is something that you need to be present there. There's no digital campaign, because we know the condition of our country. We can have digital registration because it is a small office, maybe in Rumbek Town, maybe in Malakal Town, maybe in Yambio or Tambora. But look at the scenario where I would like to go to Tambora in the morning and have my rally with the NDM flag bearer, and the NDM members there are hiding because there is an insecurity. This alone is hampering the rallies for campaigns. So the elections issue, I would really love to be with the Electoral Commission chairperson. Yeah. So that we could...
We will organize that. We are going to organize that.
Yeah, because some questions that we have as political parties and the people of South Sudan who are listening to us, they have questions for Electoral Commission.
But are you worried? Are you worried with all these hanging questions without answers?
Very worried. And this is a fact. Though I have questions for Electoral Commission which cannot be answered by the PPC. I would really love to have time with the Commissioner of Electoral Commission and see what are the possibilities. Do they have some means, some helicopters that could land where the displaced people of Akobo are, and then they vote? Are the people accessible to the politicians for rallies and campaigns?
All right. Chairperson, if these 33 registered political parties who have already done and completed everything, if one of them fails to submit their audited account, will they be barred from participating in the coming election, because it's one of the requirements you have put forward?
Absolutely.
On which ground?
On the laws? On the grounds that are breached, that have been, you know, because as we have stated, that we are the regulator of the parties. And if there's a breach, if you are unable to provide requirements, then definitely you will be penalized. There will be penalties on that. And the penalties could amount to you being deprived from participating in the election.
Okay.
So being registered, they are not necessarily qualify you to be part of the ballot.
So you can be bad?
Yes. So you might see that the number, the 33, might not all participate in the upcoming election.
Okay, because of this
not requirement. Not only that, there are other pressing requirements.
Like?
Like, you know, the gender. You see, you need to have the 33% representation of gender balance in the
hierarchy of the
structure
party.
No, the structure, the leadership of the party must reflect 35% women representation.
The affirmative action.
Exactly. So if that one is not reflected, this can be also one of the conditions that will make you to be barred out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not only that, it could even amount to deregistration if it reflects on the total population of the party. You know, the numbers of the parties must reflect the 35%, not only at the leadership level, but also at the grassroots level as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How will you determine that?
We will determine. That's why we have the system. And the system will do all this analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We will analyze the leadership. We will analyze the geographical representation of the parties. And this is going to be very inclusive, because we will not do it ourselves alone. We will include the parties that are at stake on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we will do it together with the stakeholders. This make it much more transparent and make it much more inclusive.
Right. And also, the Political Party Acts provide for public funding of a political party. Has the government allocated any funding to political party through the PPC in recent years?
Yeah, there was many given, and usually the apportion of the fund that gives to, given to the parties, it is given based on the proportion of what a party had achieved during the election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's apportioned to you according to your seats that you have achieved on the during the election.
So is there any figure of amount which is currently being owned to political parties under the public funding provisions? And what is the PPC doing to ensure that these fundings are released? Because this is one of the issues. Some political parties will want to register and get the funding through your office.
No, but we don't give money for registration. That's very unfortunate.
No, after registration.
There's also no money given after registration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't register political parties to be given money. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to find out from you. What are your expectations? Do you anticipate any challenges? I want to, because you always meet as political parties. Let us take under SOA. Are there now some parties within SOA as an umbrella who are facing a lot of challenges and cannot meet this deadline? And what are your thoughts? Are you thinking of making a coalition?
Yes, as I said earlier, I might not be in a position to speak for other political parties
because
I don't know
SOA
their challenge.
So its own challenge, as we know.
Yes, SOA as an alliance has challenges with the, generally with the splinters.
Within
and,
itself.
Yes, and the fact is that there is a creation, manufactured SOA,
mm-hmm.
Which is on standby and being... let me say, being useful to some
parties,
individuals or some parties. I don't want to say for destruction of the agreement or abrogation of the agreement, but for political reasons, you find even 2 days ago, a group of 2-3 people who were hosted in a house were announcing that they have removed the PDM chairperson, Her Excellency Josephine Laguyanga,
mm-hmm.
that she is removed. But these are the creations. However, I am thinking that whatever NDM is doing, it is also being done by the other seven parties to SOA. We are 8 in the alliance. The other seven might be also preparing their documentations, their checklist, so that they also register, because this is an exercise that any political party must do, whether there are elections or not, because you don't register because of elections.
Mm-hmm.
You register with the PPC. This is a legal requirement for political parties so that you can carry out your political activities within the country. So it's a requirement to register with the PPC even if there are no elections.
Okay. Yes, if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to The Roundtable. My name is Sunny Martin, and our lines will be open to you later on, where you can call and be part of our discussion. And the Political Party Council have issued two important directives ahead of the December 2026 general elections. The first is setting 30th of June 2026 as a deadline for political parties intending to participate in the upcoming election to complete their registration. And there are already checklists that has been done and put forward by the PPC. And the second requirement is about all registered political parties to submit their audited book of account for the financial year 2025 to 2026 within the first week of July. And today we are asking, South Sudan's political parties prepared to meet all these requirements and participate effectively in the upcoming election? And that's why we, in the studio, I have Honorable Engineer James Akol Zakayo, the chairperson of Political Party Council, Honorable Bol Joseph Agao, the Secretary General of the National Democratic Movement, NDM, and also chairperson of the Constituency Development Fund in the National Legislative Assembly. And our lines will be open to you shortly, where you can call and be part of our discussion, 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929. You can also send us your comment and question to our SMS number, 091-2177-141. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us here and ask your questions.
round table.
Hello and welcome to the second hour of the round table. My name is Sunny Martin, and right now our lines are open. You can call us and ask my panelists here as we discuss about this key deadline that has been set by the Political Party Council for any political party intending to participate in the upcoming election this year in December to register his or her own political party by the 30th of this month, and there are key requirements for you to meet. And if you don't want to participate, the registration is an ongoing process. You can continue registering your party at your own time and meet all the requirements. And in the studio, I have with me Honorable Engineer James Akol Zakayo, the chairperson of Political Parties Council. Honorable Paul Joseph Agao, a member of Parliament, chairperson of the CDF, and the Secretary General of the National Democratic Movement. And they are all here with me. Our lines are 0912067929 or 0912067829 or 0912068101. Those are all our lines. You can call us and be part of our discussion. Hello, Redimira. Hello.
Oh.
Yes, your name?
Yes. This is Peter Yaya from Jibba Town.
Peter?
Yeah, Peter
okay.
Yaya from
okay,
Jibba Town.
Peter, go ahead with the question.
Yeah, my question going to the chairman of
PPC.
Political party. Yeah. My question is that if those are not registered, what mechanism will be made so that they will be registered to fulfill what is remaining in the front of them? And the second, going to the NDM, you are the secretary general of NDM, National Democratic Movement Party. What is your role so that you can encourage those who are still behind so that they will join you to fulfill what is going on December 2026 so that the election should not be adjusted again?
Okay. Hello? Andrea.
Camila Ongwams in Fagao area.
Okay, go ahead, Andrea.
I have a question to the chairperson of PCC.
Okay.
Coming out with in the morning, talk out with your mind, it is not workable in this country because most of our leaders, they do come out in the morning, talk with their mind, later on, what they are doing is not bearing fruit in this country. Because we do hear from some of the leaders from the senior studio, he said now, their parties, it is now the deadline for the registration of the political party. If that date has passed without meeting the requirement which you said, will the citizens of this country hold him accountable for failing to fulfill his promise which he has said?
Okay.
Because it doesn't to our leaders, they do come out in the mornings, we will do this and this, bring that around the gain fruit in this country. Like for our country now, there is more bloodshed, but the freeze is not for Belgium, this country.
All right.
So we are tired of coming out in the morning from your house. You are set there and you talk with your mind, but your mind cannot bring peace in this country. I have a question to the guest in the studio, Honorable from NDM.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable, NDM, it is already operating there in Juba. Will you go to establish your office from the state level to grassroots level where I'm in, like Zirkangefayam?
Okay.
Because most people will trigger to be in your party, but getting you will be tougher, you are staying there in Juba, talking you are a party.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hello, Tango Juliet from Malacca, right?
Yes,
okay.
I have three questions.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question going to Honorable Bolagao. Honorable, do you still have hope to register NDM as a political party, as a political party in this country, when NDM have suffered lack of political space in this country?
Mm-hmm.
One, and let me give three examples. In 3 years ago, you wanted to hold a welcoming party for your leader, but you were denied. Recently, you complained of your party leader did an interview with SSBC, and SSBC.
Hello? Hello? Yes, I can hear you. Hello? Okay, the line is breaking. Okay, we do have a couple of SMS coming in here. These messages are a little bit long, but they are directed to the chairperson of the Political Party Council. I will read for you, Honorable. This one is coming from Deng in Tomping here in Juba. I think Deng have been doing a lot of research since morning. He says, Honorable Chairperson, thank you so much for acting within the law. I know you are not acting outside, but you are doing what is in the law so that you are not held accountable at the end of the day. My question is, he says, this is on the legal basis of the deadline. Neither the Political Parties Act, the National Election Act, nor PPC regulations on party registration defines a deadline by which an eligible party needs to be registered. The National Election Act in its Section 5, 49 and 70 allows any registered political party to nominate their candidate. Why? What is the rationale behind the PPC's decision to set 30th June as the cut-off date for new political party registration in order to participate in the December 2026 election? Is there any correlations with the Election Commission electoral calendar? That's from Deng in Juba here. And his second question is, can a political party still register after the 30th of June deadline, for example, until the candidate nomination period begins or ends? How is the deadline linked to subsequent electoral activities in the run-up to December 2026 election, such as the preparation and printing of ballot papers ahead of the December 2026 election? That's from Deng here in Juba to the Honorable Chairperson of the PPC. Another one here is coming from Taban in Juba, Muniki. And he says, Section 44, Section 44 of the Political Parties Act mandates the PPC to adjudicate appeals arising from intra-party disputes, particularly those related to party primaries. What procedures are in place for handling such appeals, and what is the applicable time frame for their resolution, including the latest points by which the PPC must determine these disputes ahead of the election? That's from Taban in Muniki here in Juba, going to the chairperson of PPC, Honorable Engineer James Akol. Those are the two questions coming in here. The other one was already answered about the public funding to political parties contesting. Okay. He says, how does the PPC determine the allocation of public funds to political parties contesting the elections, and when can the parties expect to receive this support? That's part of the question from Taban here in Juba. As the chairperson prepares for those long questions, let's begin with Honorable Ball. I know you have a tight schedule. You have to go and attend another meeting, right?
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's right. I have another meeting coming up within the party, and that meeting I'm the chair, so I must be there by all means.
Okay.
Yeah, my question was from Peter Yaya in Juba Town.
Yeah.
And the question is very clear, that what is the role of NDM to support those parties that are on the process of registration to make sure that there is no more extension of the RRSs? You know, it is. You have seen, I said this earlier, that the people of South Sudan are looking forward to elect their leaders, and it is worrisome that the whole population is worried about the extensions, which I said earlier, NDM had not supported these extensions right from the beginning. NDM wanted the full implementation of the agreement that would end with the elections, because the elections are requirements of the agreement. They are not the requirement of a certain political party. Even when you hear other political parties talking about elections as if they are their own programs, they are not their programs. They are the programs of the end of the transitional period under the RRSS. You know, as I said earlier, NDM as a political party with presence in all the all over the country could persuade those who could not make it to register to join the NDM party so that we could go for elections, and they can later on, this joining can be done with an MOU. We sign a memorandum of understanding to be members within NDM, and NDM registers you, and then we go for elections together. And later on, when you are capable of registering as an individual political party, you can do that on your own, or if you think the NDM is the political vessel that can sail you through in your political mission, you can remain a political member of NDM. So our role as NDM to support other small political parties to achieve their political vision is that if it is difficult to register, join the NDM. Move to NDM. We are open. The gates are open. Our office is open in Gudele High Seminary. You come, we register you, and be prepared for the 2026 December elections.
Okay, Andrea, that it seems you're only operating here in Juba. I have never seen your presence in Western Barakzal or Kangi Payam, for example.
Yeah, in Kangi Payam, that is right. In Kangi Payam, Western Barakzal, we don't have presence in that Payam, and in the county. If he's from Juriba County, but in Wau we have an office. We are present in Wau. We have members. We have the chairperson of. Western Bahr al-Ghazal NDM office. So if he's looking forward to join the NDM, that is wonderful. Let him try to move, because there are some sacrifices you have to make, like the Central Equatoria. You find people moving from Monduruba, from Lanya, to come and register with Central Equatoria office, and then they go back to their county to have their activities. So it is... It is a personal sacrifice to come register in WOW office for NDM, and then you move to your Payam and mobilize, because political parties are built by the members. So I really support my friend who wants to be a colleague, because in NDM we call ourselves colleagues.
Okay.
So Peter Yaya can sacrifice to come and register.
Okay, Tango Gillet from Malakal says, in the current political dispensation in this country, where many political parties have cried foul of lack of political space, and he even cited an example where at Nimeratalata, in fact, that Saturday I was there, I was invited to go and attend, but at the end, your rally seems to have hit a hard rock. You are not given that space. What guarantee do you have in mind that as you are rushing to register, you will be given that political space to exercise your democratic right?
You know, registering and then participation in the elections would expose more of this political space lack, because it is good that the people of South Sudan are saying it themselves, and they saw it. Two examples were mentioned by my colleague from Malakal. One is that during the welcoming party for Dr. Lamakol by SOA, organized by Her Excellency Vice President Josephine Laguyanga.
The former.
The former.
Yes.
Actually, when this welcoming party was organized, I was on ground in the basketball pitch. Where the function was held there. All of a sudden, two security officers just appeared from nowhere and informed us that this function could not continue, only to find out later on that they were sent by the current manufactured VP of SOA, that it is him who is sending political like bodyguards to stop the function. And this is actually going to the security. The national security belongs to all the political parties. There is no single political party that must be singled out. and this must go to the people of South Sudan. Political parties that are participating in elections must be given that freedom, that security by the security of the country, because the security does not belong to one political party. It belongs to all of us. It protects all of us. It protects the people of South Sudan. So this is a true account from a member who is observant. Then another thing was about the SSBC broadcasting of the interview of my chairman, Dr. Lama Kola Jawin. The SSBC came voluntarily that they wanted to interview the NDM party chairman, which they did, and then they denied the people to access
until
the information.
You have to protest.
And we had to protest because it looks like why collect information if it could not be disseminated.
Was it played later on?
It later on got played, okay. Which we appreciated the SSBC for doing the right thing, because the SSBC as a medium for people to be heard cannot be selective.
Okay. Now, like you said, you have to leave shortly. I would like you to conclude your remark before you leave. Moving forward, what are your expectations, and what should be the way forward to ensure that at least political parties register and then people go on for election?
Yeah, thank you.
Without further delay.
Yes, thank you very much for giving me this time, because I have to attend the meeting. I would like to appreciate all my listeners and the Radio Miraya listeners all over the country, the three regions of the country, and the people who are suffering in Upper Nile, those displaced by the conflict. I would like to really appreciate the PPC for coming up and mobilizing for the registration of political parties, not only for elections, but for preparations for the future elections, not these current elections, because I said earlier that political parties registration should not only be done because there are elections people are going for. It should be done so that you legalize the political parties and anticipate the upcoming elections. If you miss this one, you can go for the next, because elections should be regular. You cannot go for 15 years when the constitution is very clear that there is a tenure of 5 years, mm-hmm. and then you go for elections, tenure for 4 years, you go for elections according to other constitution. It is true that political parties should continue to do the processes required for registration. For the elections, I would like this to go up to the level of the government, so that these remaining months, efforts and full efforts must be given to the security, so that the campaigns, the rallies, the meetings of political parties with their electorates should be something important, because there is no way you can go for elections when there is insecurity all over the country. We need the political parties, and especially the parties that are going for elections, that there should be a group of moving together, say the SPLM, the SPLM-IO, the NDM, moving as a team, so that as you are campaigning, you are also reconciling the people, because the people are so divided by this conflict that you find out you cannot have a single political party campaigning without issues with the communities. So this is an opportunity to try out how to reconcile while campaigning.
Okay. Does NDM, finally, before you check out, does NDM believe that election can be conducted this year given the limited timeline?
Given the limited timeline, elections have a lot of challenges. And these challenges would like to be addressed with a longer time period. And this is where I support dialogue of the political parties, including the political parties that have been divided by the conflict within the implementation of the agreement, including the SPLM-IO chairperson, who is now in prison. This timing needs all the political parties to dialogue, so that an agreed time frame for going for genuine elections could be discussed, people dialogue on it, and then you go for elections as a United Republic of South Sudan.
Thank you so much, Honorable, for coming, and we will have to release you because of your tight schedule. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and you are still listening to the roundtable, and we have the chairperson here who will be with me throughout the remaining period. You are still having time to call on 091206-7929 or 091206-7879. Yes, chairperson, you have a couple of messages coming in here. The first question from Peter was actually answered before about the issue of considering extending the deadline. You had talked about it earlier. Let's begin with this pressing question from Deng here in Juba about, he says, neither the Political Party Act or the Electoral, the National Election Act, nor the PPC Regulation Party defines a deadline. So what is your response to these questions coming from Deng? I think he had about four questions.
Roughly, four or three questions that I need to answer. Let me first start by answering the question that we had answered a while ago. Question asked by Peter Yayat.
From Juba here.
Peter Yayat asked if there are mechanisms in place to allow registration for unregistered parties. There are no mechanisms put in place for parties that are aspirant that want to participate in the election, so that if they are late, it should be addressed. No. But be mindful that the registration is a continuous process. You can continue to register as long as the process are the requirements are met. We don't have mechanisms in place. That's in a nutshell.
Okay.
The cutoff date, that question asked by Andrea, what will you do if the cutoff date is passed? Will PPC be responsible for that? These are the parties that have the intention to be registered. And if they fail to meet their requirements, this is not PPC's issue. It is their problem.
Okay.
So we cannot be held accountable because of that. Tango Juliet was trying to ask a question from Malakal, but the line got disrupted. Deng from Thongping asked about the cut-off date, and it's not been mentioned in the law. I don't know whether he has the Political Parties Act or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I will refer him to application for provisional registration, which is Section 6, Subsection 5 of the Political Parties Act, and which states that the political party that has been provisionally registered shall no later than 108 days from the date of the provisional registration apply to the council for full registration. 180 days, that means 6 months.
Yeah.
So that means a cutoff date, So that's an interpretation of what is happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should refer to that. The other question is the dispute resolution.
Yeah.
We have the mechanism in place where we have established the dispute resolution unit within the council, and as stated by the law, if there are disputes between the parties or within the parties, we are mandated to resolve it amicably. Mm-hmm. And should we fail to resolve the dispute that exists between the parties or within the parties, we refer the matter to the court, and the court decision will be final. The court decision will be final. For allocation of the fund, that was also part of the part of the question that he had asked. If you see the distribution of fund, which is Section 36 of the Political Parties Act 2012 as amended 2022, the fund shall be distributed as follows. Section 36 subsection 1A 80% of the fund proportionally allocated by reference to the total number of votes secured by each political party in the preceding general election. So the 80% will be that will be proportionally, proportionately allocated by reference to the total number of votes secured by each political party in the preceding general election. 15% of the fund proportionately allocated to political parties qualifying under paragraph A based on the number of candidates of the party from the special interest group elected in the preceding general election. And 5% allocated for the administrative expenses of the fund, which is the PPC, which will be administering the fund. So he has to refer to section 36 of the Political Parties Act, 2012 as amended 2022, subsection A, subsection 1A, B and C. These where you, the answers are.
Okay.
But it's very encouraging that the people have started now reading the laws, which is something I really applauded Deng for, and I really gave him credit for that.
Okay.
And I wish to see that everyone is reading the law.
All right.
That's very good.
Okay. And then there is another question here coming from Jackson in Juba. He says, what are the key responsibilities of the PPC regarding the regarding participation of a fully registered political party in the upcoming election? That's from Jackson in Moniki in Juba. The responsibilities of PPC.
Yeah. The Political Parties Council, we don't organize election.
Mm-hmm.
The election is organized by the Election Commission. But we have the role to monitor activities of political parties during the primaries, during the election. And we also be involved in the dispute resolution after the election, which is the post-election era. That's where we will be also involved on the dispute resolution. We have developed the dispute resolution, and we have also developed the code of conduct for the parties, how parties should conduct themselves on during the campaign, during the time of election. What are the do's, what are the undo's? We have the regulation that controls activities of political parties during the election.
Okay. You can call us on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929. I have with me here in the studio the chairperson of the Political Parties Council, Honorable Engineer James Akol Zakayo, and we are discussing about the deadline for the registration of political parties which are intending to participate in the upcoming election. It's set for 30th of this month, and you can ask your question to him, and he will be answering right here. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Your name?
How are you, my brother?
I'm okay.
This is Miha Aizan, man from my cinema.
Okay, Isaac from Juba here. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have some specific question to my guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my first question is saying, since you can see now people of South Sudan are all interested to get positions, they are not interested really to really bring the peace, development, and stability in this country. So does the registration of political parties transform any political situation or political murmuring in this country, so that we should be having a total peace, which is going to be brought by political parties or the current interim government? So if the registration of 100 or 200 parties will bring the total fees in this country.
Okay, and you can also send us your question to our SMS number 091-206-7879. And in the studio, I have the chairperson of the Political Parties Council, Honorable Engineer James Akol Zakayo, and we are discussing about an order that was issued on the 1st of this month, with issuing two important directives ahead of the December 2026 general election, setting 30th of June as the deadline for political parties intending to participate in the election to complete their registration. And the second one requires all registered political parties to submit their audited books of accounts for the financial year 2025-2026 within the first week of July. That's why we are asking today, are South Sudan's political parties prepared to meet these requirements and participate effectively in the upcoming election? And the chairperson is here to answer all your questions. There is another question here. This is coming from Lina. Lina is writing from WOW. He says, Honorable, I would like to find out from you, in your data, how many political parties have you so far registered that is owned by women in this country? And the second part of her question is, earlier on you did mention that any political party that fails to meet the 35% affirmative action will be having challenges to fully participate in the upcoming election. Have you put this as a law for any political party that is intending to participate, that they should meet these requirements? And also, the parties that have already registered and are not meeting this 25%, 35% affirmative action, as you are seeing it in the implementation of the agreement, what measures will you take against them? Those who have failed to meet the 35% affirmative action. This is from Lina in WOW, Western Baharagaza State. Yes, Honorable, you can begin with answering those.
Yeah, let me start from the last one going upward to Isaac. Yeah, first of all, thank you, Lina, for asking these nice questions. Now the number had surged to 33 political parties, and the question would have been how many parties are headed by female, not how many parties are being established by female. Because party is not established by one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's established by a group of people.
Yeah.
So far, I may not give you the exact, but roughly, I guess two parties are headed by...
Two parties by female.
By female.
Yeah. Okay.
Two parties are headed by female.
And they are fully registered?
Yes, mm-hmm. They are fully registered. And the issue of the affirmative action, it is the requirement for the registration of each party that the leadership structure of the party must be represented 35% female. And also the number that is being registered countrywide must also, the population must reflect 35% affirmative action. So that is a mandatory. There is no excuse for that.
Mm-hmm.
It is a requirement, and the requirement must be met. Coming to Isaac, does registration of political parties bring peace to this country?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this registration, it is not intended for a purpose of peace. And the registration is intended for purpose of democratic exercise. Because when a group of people gather to form a political party that speaks on behalf of people, there should be a body that organizes these people. And this body is called Political Parties Council and regulates them. So that is the role. We are not influencing the process of peace, but we always preach for peace between parties, peace between South Sudanese. And that is why I said earlier that I thank the voice of peace, you know, the Radio Miraya, which is a voice of peace, for giving us this platform again to talk to our people, South Sudanese. Coming to his last question, do we have a hope for this country?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have a hope for this country. Why not? We are not hopeless. We have a hope for this country. That situation we are going through, at some point, it will come to an end. It will come to an end. So we are very hopeful that the situation will change. Whatever is happening now will change.
Okay. And then there is another question here coming from Lupai in Gudele. And Lupai is asking that, Chairman, you have given two important directives, and I would like to focus on the issue of the audit book of for the financial year 2025-26. And he is asking, how important are these directives in promoting accountability and transparency among political parties who are aspiring to lead an entire country like this? This is from Lupai in Delhi here in Juba, asking about the issue of political parties should submit their audit book. Another one here is asking about, I think this was already answered. The question is about awareness from the PPC. Do you think, Chairperson, is it a good idea in order to inform the citizens about the work of PPC? Because it seems like many South Sudanese are still not aware about the functions of PPC. Is it necessary for you to now instruct your members in the in your office to embark on awareness on the role of PPC? Because many people believe that you are the one to organize the election, others are not well informed about it. This is coming from somebody who have not written his or her name here in Juba. Yes.
You know, this country, people call it new, but to me now, after more than 15 years, and still we don't know basics. That's the problem, because these are institutions of the country, and these are the institutions that lays down the foundation for democracy. And most of these things are the things that people must know. You know, this body that that's called Political Parties Council, it is mandated to register and deregister political parties. That means to regulate the parties.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, that let me put it very simple, that the group of people, you know, for him to be, to understand it very simple, that people who gather,
mm-hmm.
And the law says there must be this number, they gather themselves and they register their organization. And that organization is called political party.
Mm-hmm.
And that political party does politics. And what politics does it do? It talks on the concerns of people. And it, and that's why people always ask, what is the mission and vision? What do you want to achieve? This group of people, they call themselves politicians. And they, what organization they have, it is called a political party. And that organization, it is us who registered that organization. That's the role of the Political Parties Council. In layman terms.
Okay. And then how important are the directives you have issued about the audit book in promoting accountability and transparency among political parties in the country?
As this is part of the question I've just answered.
Yeah.
Because this body that has formed itself, that won't exercise the democracy, that talks about the rights of people, must be financially also held accountable. And the accounts of the political parties must also be looked into every financial year. So they have the party has the book and the accounts, funds, assets, liabilities that belongs to a political party. We have to also look into them. Every political party registered shall maintain bank account in which all the funds received by the party, in accordance with Section 21 of the Political Parties Act, must also be deposited to us. We must have the details, and this is for the accountability purposes. And as such, we have asked for audit reports. That is, if you go to Regulation 42 and amend it, Political Parties Regulation 15 as amended 2024. If you go to Regulation 42, it requires the parties to submit reports and accounts of their organizations, and this is the reason why we have asked for them to provide that. It's mandatory.
Okay.
And not only us, we also expect them to send to Audit General within 90 days as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Majak is writing from Gumbo Sherikat, and he says, my question is going to the chairperson, engineer. Many South Sudanese have questioned the independence of state institutions involved in the electoral process. What specific measures is the Political Party Council taking to demonstrate that registration decisions are made impartially and are free from political influence. It's from Majaki in Gombo Sherikat.
Yeah, he has right to ask this question because the generic of the council, the establishment of the council must be an independent council,
mm-hmm.
and the members of the council must not have an affiliation to any political organization. And with that, we expect the council to be neutral, and the council is neutral. So nobody influences what we do, and what we do is according to what the law asks us to do. And the council is neutral, and nobody doubts that. And whatever we do is what the law asks us to do. So nobody influences the process of how the council does its activities.
Okay. We can pick two more questions and then we conclude. Ready, Mira? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name?
Ben Wilson. I'm calling from the Royal East County.
Okay. Wilson, go ahead.
In regard to what the chairman said,
mm-hmm.
that they regulate the political parties. In 2010, I witnessed the elections. And of course, I thought that some of the political parties, we were not part of the ruling party then, suffered a lot in the hands of the armed forces. When a person is found joining another political party, known as BLM, he is to be tortured. Now, as you regulate the political parties, is this part of your awareness to tell other political parties or the ruling party that you leave the citizen or you leave the people to join any party of their will? Without any intimidation, will it be possible for you, or is it part of your awareness to tell the political parties not to do so? Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Chairman. you know, we as the council of mandate, and there's a constitution in this country, and the constitution gives each and every citizen right to participate in a democratic forum, in any democratic organization. That's the right given by the constitution. Mm-hmm. We have a constitution. And I've never ever come across recently, because he's talking about 2010, yeah. before independence.
Yeah.
So those were the issues that occurred during 2010, and I don't think these issues exist now. I've not seen somebody being intimidated from not joining a certain party. No. We have witnessed that there is a tendency of growth in the number of parties. Like you see, before 2018, we were having 14 parties. But now we have 33 parties. So this disputes what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I don't concur with him, because this is completely unjustifiable, because it doesn't reflect the existing trend. There's a growth now in the registration of political parties. That shows that nobody's being intimidated.
Okay.
Yeah.
How busy is your office in a normal day with the political with the people coming to register?
You know, people don't come to register. But there are issues. You know, people keep, you know, changing the leadership of their parties.
Okay.
And we have always been telling them that there are procedures to change what you have in the party, depending on what you have in your laws. Because you can, like somebody, a chair of the party will just decide to remove the Secretary General without following the right procedures, and he writes to us, please, can you effect these changes?
Mm-hmm.
So when we look into their laws, we will see that their laws doesn't favor what he has done. So okay. We will refer back, we will not effect the changes. We will ask the chair to, again, relook into the matter and probably issue the resolution and let it be according to the procedures prescribed in their laws.
Okay.
So we and also this idea of people, this fee of 75 or whatever, which people think it is a one-time cost when you come, you will be asked to pay 75,000.
Mm.
No, it's a procedural. There are a lot of requirements and with the time until you reach that amount. So people don't come so frequent. So our office is not that busy.
Okay. And finally, as we conclude, Chairman, what message would you like to send to political parties, aspiring candidates, and the people of South Sudan regarding these registration directives and the Council's commitment to ensuring a credible, inclusive, and a peaceful electoral process in December 2026. What is your message to this group of people?
Yeah, that's a very good question. My message to this group of people is very simple. That this is, should there be election, for example, should there be election, it is not necessary that if an individual person, one or two people think that if that person is not there, election cannot be conducted. No. The country should go for election as mentioned in the law. And the law is not, there are no peoples above law. Law is above everyone. So if others who are not above laws fail to meet the requirements to go for election, those ones who are not that big, but they met the requirements, they can continue and go for election. If there is real election, they should go for election. Mm-hmm. They should not extend election because one person is not meeting the requirements, and that person is not serious to meet the requirement. You understand? Mm-hmm. So their parties should not hold country hostage. You understand? The laws should not be amended to favor individuals that are suppressing others. Okay. That's my message.
All right. Thank you so much, Honorable Engineer James Akol Zakayo, the chairperson of our Political Party Council, for your time, this discussion today. We appreciate, we hope to speak to you after the deadline is passed to know whether there were compliance or not. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm excited and I'm grateful to be hosted here, Sunny Martin. Thank you very much. And I thank also our listeners.
Okay. And with that, we have come to the end of this week's roundtable. My name is Sunny Martin, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. Table.